The Concord decision yesterday legalizing the private consumption and cultivation of dacha continues to draw a lot of interest and a lot of questions. It's still huge on social media. We spoke about dacha and driving. Let's speak now about dacha and working. Jose George is a director in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Jose, very good afternoon.
Hi, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Does the Concord ruling of yesterday change the labour environment in any significant way?
No, it doesn't really. We have the foundation there already with the way in which we treat alcohol and alcohol abuse in the workplace. I think what has changed really is that cannabis now comes into the fold, and we need to come up with reasonable means of testing for it and determining when it actually impacts an employee's ability to do his or her work.
That is quite a difficult thing, when it affects an employee's ability to do his or her work, because one of the people I spoke to earlier said that the more you smoke, the less impact your smoking has on you. So a hardened smoker who has a joint before coming to work, how does the work environment, at the moment, you're just not allowed to smoke dacha at all. So somebody who arrives at work having smoked a joint before work, as I understand it, can be sanctioned. But with it now being legal?
So you're allowed to smoke in private. You certainly won't be allowed to consume cannabis in the workplace.
But if you have a smoke at home before you go to work?
Well, does it affect your ability to do your work properly? If it does, then your employer can sanction you. If it doesn't, the difficulty is in what the prohibition is in the workplace. Does the employer have a rule which says you can't come to work under the influence? And then the difficulty for employers is going to be, how do you determine when the employee's under the influence? So alcohol's easy. If you are 0.05 grams to 100 milliliters in a blood test, you are over the limit. We know there's enough scientific evidence to show what the effects are on the body. And we into slightly uncharted territory with cannabis.
Yeah.
So how do you set the limits, and how do you determine whether somebody's impaired? I think it depends a lot on the nature of the industry. I mean, some industries, like if you work, for example, in a nuclear reactor, I think a zero tolerance policy there is probably prudent. And we know what the effects of cannabis are. So we know that it affects your perception. It can affect short-term memory. It can affect your motor skills and your reaction time. So I think there you just can't take any chance at all. Whether you had a drag at home in the morning and you think it may not affect you at work, I don't think the employer is entitled to take any kind of chance. But if you work in the post office or a library, I think you can relax your rule a bit if you're the employer. So it's definitely going to be more nuanced than the alcohol situation. And I think a lot of it depends on the workplace and what the employee's duties are.
Really what needs to happen is just this development needs to be codified in a way by legislation or by employment contracts. Where does the onus lie to codify this and say a saliva test which detects that you have in excess of 22 nanograms of TCH in your system means that you are unfit to perform your duties and therefore you are disciplinable? Do we have to wait for...
So it is codified to a certain extent in the Code of Good Practice. I think what employers need to do is bring it into their policies and procedures, and there's going to be what's reasonable given the circumstances of the workplace and the employee's duties. I think it would be nice to have a test. So you mentioned maybe a saliva test or something like that. And it would be nice if we could finally work out what the concentrations are in your blood or whatever that affects your ability to perform your job properly. But, besides all of that, I don't think an employer's prohibited from just looking at what the discernible kind of effects are on the employee. So if the employee comes to work and they're distracted and they admit that they've taken a joint in the morning, I think you'd be entitled to discipline them because they know they shouldn't do it because it's going to affect their ability to do their work.
Jose George, thank you very much indeed. Director in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer. Mentioned the post office and somebody immediately responded, everybody at the post office is stoned. Why do you think we've got such slow